This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And as I promised, I'm joined on the line by the one, the only man who is taking South Africa's favorite genre to the world, man. And when they say I'm a piano to the world, he's one of the guys that carry that, right? He has new music out and he's here to share it all with us. Adventure family, help me welcome my brother, the broski, Cyfred. My brother, what's good?
What's good, my brother?
No, I'm easy, I'm clean. Long time, man. Hey, awsa boya gaye. Awsa ncheka. Awsa wazwa again. Give me fun. Which one is this one? Is everything good? Are you well, my brother?
I'm well. I'm healthy. I'm good. I'm happy.
Great. See on. So, man, I mean, let's start off, you know, with your artistic journey through dance before transitioning to music, you know, the music production after high school, right? And I mean, can you share more about what inspired the shift and how your dance background, you know, it influences or even influenced your music today?
So, I've been dancing since a young age, just in my life. I danced at school, at the church. So, you know, as a dancer, you have to be a music lover at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You can't just be a dancer.
Mm.
What are you dancing to? So, when I heard I'm a piano, this was like, I was in grade 8, 9 there.
Mm.
So, it was a thing of this genre is very, very dope, new, different, and gives me a different feeling.
Yeah.
And then, once I was done with high school, I had enough time to actually start taking music serious, and it's a form of expressing myself more than anything.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, that's how the transition came about. I just felt like I want to express myself, and I express myself through the music.
No, most definitely. I mean, let's speak about, you know, the success of Woza and Alost. I mean, your debut single, Woza, you know, it shot through the roof, 500,000 streams plus, and your EP, Alostro, I mean, received worldwide acclaim. So what was your creative process behind these projects, and how do you feel, you know, about the success, Joe?
Number one, I feel blessed, Bobo.
Yeah.
I'm always grateful. I appreciate everything, Bobo. Even like just 10 streams for me, it's like at least these 10 people that are listening to me. It's just that Woza was one of those songs that just broke in. Alostro Effect was the single.
Mm.
Now it also just took off the roof. Then the EP Alostro was just where I was at in life, trying to find myself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I believe that project and to who I am right now and where I'm at musically, it's two different things. I believe it's evolving, and I believe it's also growing. Mm. I want to mature with the sound.
Amazing work, man. I mean, you've also collaborated, you know, with prominent artists. I'm talking the likes of Musa Keys, Sinom Solo, Deben Gogo, Mr. Jezik, etc. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, how have, you know, these collaborations shaped your sound? And what do you think sets your, you know, interpretation of Amapiano apart in the music scene?
So, for me, the collaborations are just more of trying to also touch different masses, because obviously if you're speaking about a Jazzy, a Deven Gogo, those people have a different mass. But it's like getting more reach more than anything.
Mm.
And also, I am cool with these people putting work aside. Like Musa Keys has been my best friend since we're young. So us making music is way easier than me making music with people that I'm actually not friends with. But then, yeah, I feel like with those collaborations, making music, you also make music. You know, making a song, making music is like making a baby.
100%.
So if I'm making a song with King Bash, we need to be on good terms. We need to understand each other, and we need to know that we're creating a baby and we need to help this baby grow. Bubble.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely agree to that. And I mean, we just played your song Uzolalala, and I mean, you have a new single, man. What would you say you like? And I'm gonna put you on the spot. I know we love, like, literally your catalog is lovely, right? But what would you say? Do you like your old music or your new music?
I love my new music. The reason is because that's where I'm at right now in life. As I said, music is a form of expressing myself. So Saga Malume is like a song. I feel like I'm in a mood of being hyped up. I'm in a mood of having high tempo. I'm in a mood of being around the clubs. I've been out there. Understand? So if you check, Made Under the Spirit is a project that I dropped last year. Last year, towards the end of the year, I was much more low-key. I was mellow, like, I was just, like, calm. I wasn't outside like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give people music. But now, like, my energy is different. I'm in a different space. So I just want to make up-tempo music, club bangers.
No, I really relate to that. And I mean, you know, you touched a bit about the new song, which is Saka Malume, right? Let's talk a bit about it. I mean, you spoke about the vibe, what you're looking for, you know. And but what do you want people to actually, you know, catch when listening to the song? You know, give us that perfect Saka Malume listening scenario.
When the song starts, score like a tenant called the wood, sitting a little and all hopping a little enough, crazy than at home are I. You want to ask me, I. You must be me and Elena, I'm going to show it. It's about to get down.
Yeah.
So for me, Saka Malume is a song that I really love dearly. It's one of the songs that we made at the beginning of the year. I made a lot of music with him crazy. So Saka Malume is just one of the songs that I just decided to release. On the basis of where I'm at, because we also made love songs, but I'm not in that era of the love song. I'm in the era of going hard. So Saka Malume keep me like a robot now. You go in now, you go sad now.
Yeah.
Kondre kila maslo wa isai.
Rekwabos.
That's the vibe.
No, man, most definitely. And look, man, before I let you go, are we? Is Cyfred gonna give us maybe a full body of work soon, or what's the plan? What's your you know, what's going on this year for you on your music journey?
I think I'm just gonna give you. I'm not sure. I might give you a project because I drop projects every year.
Yeah.
It's just that with what I wanted to drop a love project this year, but with how I'm feeling and with how I'm moving, I don't think it'll align. So. If not singles, I'll drop a project by my birthday, but in a month or two, I'll be dropping a single with Scott Mapuma called Putuma.
That's
the plan.
I can't wait for that. My brother Cyfred, thank you so much for the energy that you bring, man. Thank you for the music. All the best with everything that you're planning on doing. And Nakia Tsebo Orbon, piano to the world, stand easy.
You know, you're one of the people that actually inspire me. And I'm going to say this on radio, I've never told you this. You're one of the people that actually push us and keep doing what you're doing. We're inspired. And if there's anything, you know, go on.
No, thank you so much. Dango, my brother. Have a beautiful weekend, yeah?
Thank you, my brother.
Hola, hola, hola. And yes, Cyfred, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful conversation that we just had. I really do appreciate the brother. But yeah, now, as you heard him,
that was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.